It's a brand new day. Hey. Wake up every morning and say, it's a brand new day. Hey. Take a good day, make it great.
Hey, friends. Welcome to your pre-shift. Let's talk about a leadership skill that's powerful, underdeveloped, and often overlooked, especially in frontline leadership. Inspiration. Now, I know you might be thinking, inspiration, really? I am just trying to get through the lunch rush without somebody walking out mid-shift, and that is fair, but hang with me. We tend to think of inspiration as something reserved for TED Talks, locker rooms, halftime speeches in sports movies, which, by the way, we have included some of our personal favorites in the show notes, but that's not where inspiration lives. I mean, not really. Inspiration lives in everyday work. It lives in you, in how you show up, in the energy you bring, in what you model when no one is watching. That's why we're going to call it everyday inspiration. So when we talk about everyday inspiration, the natural question is, inspiring what exactly? Well, over the next few episodes, we're going to dig into what I call the Fantastic Four of team leadership, the things that truly move people, especially on the front line: trust, hope, agency, and curiosity. And these aren't just feel-good ideas. These are the fuel sources of great teams. When you inspire trust, you create connection. When you inspire hope, you create energy. When you inspire agency, you unlock ownership. And when you inspire curiosity, you spark growth and change. So we'll take each one and break it down in simple human terms so that you can lead with more inspiration and help your team show up at their best. But today, let's dive into everyday inspiration. Everyday inspiration is a frontline leader's superpower because you are the closest thing to a mirror that your team has. They're watching to see what matters to you, how you respond under pressure, whether you still care when it's hard to care. And the kicker? They don't need a motivational poster. They need a real person worth believing in. The problem is, most frontline leaders don't see themselves as inspiring. You're busy. You're tired. You're trying to hit the numbers, coach the team, avoid burnout. Maybe sneak in a cold slice of pizza in the walk-in. You don't have time to stand on a soapbox and deliver a monologue. But here's the thing. You don't need to. Everyday inspiration isn't about speeches. It's about presence. It's about clarity, consistency, and care. It's about showing people that their work matters, that they matter. And when you do that, you can light a spark. So there's really two kinds of presence that leaders bring into the room: an anxious presence and a calm presence. An anxious presence feels like tension in the air. You've felt this. It's reactive. It bounces off every emotion in the room. It rushes to fix things, to control, to avoid. I mean, you've walked into a place and you have felt the emotions of the place, right? That shift when a leader walks in stressed, flustered, on edge. Everybody tightens up. People start whispering. Energy shifts. That's the power of presence, but not the kind that inspires. The kind that does inspire is a calming presence, a steady presence. One that says, I'm here, I'm clear, and I don't need to freak out to lead well. That kind of presence creates space for you and others to relate well to each other. And what is teamwork at its core? It's healthy interpersonal relations. A calming presence gives people space to think. It gives them space to breathe and to believe. And that's where Bowen Theory comes in. I want to introduce you to Bowen Theory today. We'll probably talk about it through multiple episodes, but Bowen Theory, which comes from family systems thinking, says that anxiety is contagious, but so is calm. One of the most powerful things a leader can do is become what Dr. Murray Bowen calls a non-anxious presence. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't feel stress. It means that you don't pass it around like a tray of hors d'oeuvres. It means staying grounded when things get chaotic. It means being able to think clearly when others are in emotional reactivity. And this part is huge. You cannot fake this. People feel your presence. They read your tone, your pace, your posture, your micro reactions. Your calm or lack of it sets the emotional tone for the entire team. So let's talk more about presence. If you've ever been around someone who walks into a room and instantly makes everything feel more grounded, you felt it. That's a calming presence. You can't always describe it, but you know when it's there. And just as clearly, you know when it's not. So think of presence like this. It's the emotional thermostat of the room. Not just measuring the temperature, but setting it. It's the calm voice in a storm, like a lighthouse in the fog. It's the playlist that sets the mood for the whole shift. Steady, warm, clear. Now, take that idea into the world of frontline leadership. Your team is looking to you, consciously or not, to figure out how to be today. Are we frantic? Are we steady? Do we panic when things go sideways? Or do we breathe and work through the problem? Your presence answers those questions before you say a word. So here's a simple definition for what we're calling everyday inspiration. Everyday inspiration is the ability to walk into a room and help people feel like they can breathe, believe, and belong. It doesn't require big speeches. It doesn't need perfect words. It just needs you. Calm, clear, and human. When you bring that kind of presence consistently, you inspire the people around you to bring their best selves to the table. Here's what I've seen over and over again. Inspired teams outperform managed teams. Inspired teams lean in when things get hard. They recover faster, they stay longer, they find meaning in the mundane, whether it's unloading the truck, stocking a shelf, or working the drive-thru. Everyday inspiration helps people turn their jobs into purpose. So here's your shift challenge for this week. The key to everyday inspiration isn't trying to be inspirational. It's just showing up inspired. So here's a few simple things that you can try on your next shift to practice everyday inspiration. Challenge number one, set the temperature. Don't just take it. So before your next shift, I want you to pause for 30 quiet seconds. Yes, set a timer for 30 seconds. Stop moving, stop scrolling, just breathe. And ask yourself, what kind of energy am I getting ready to bring in to this place today? What kind of energy do I want to bring into this place today? So not in a fake it till you make it kind of way, but if you're anxious, frustrated, tired, just be honest with yourself. And then choose how you want to show up on purpose. Leadership isn't about pretending to be calm. It's about choosing calm even when you're not, because the energy that you carry is the energy that others are going to catch without you saying a word. Presence isn't performance. It's about awareness. Challenge number two, name what matters, even if it's small. So on this next shift, I want you to notice one small thing that someone does that makes work better. And name it out loud, not with a script, just with sincerity. Hey, the way you kept your cool during that rush, that really helped all of us breathe easier. Or, thanks for resetting that station without being asked. That kind of stuff keeps us going. You're not just praising. You're validating what really keeps teams together. It's everyday effort, unglamorous moments, quiet acts of care. People don't need a standing ovation all the time. They just need to know that someone saw them do good. Challenge number three, be a human first and a boss second. So before you dive into your tasks, to your checklist, to your email, take a moment to connect personally with one team member. Not with a clipboard, we're not trying to be creepy here, but with curiosity. Circle back to something that they've shared before, like how'd their daughter's soccer game go, or did they get that car stuff figured out, or are they still planning that weekend trip? Or ask something that opens a window into their world, like what's something you're looking forward to this week? What's one thing that you wish people knew about your day today? What's something that's been taking up space in your brain lately? These aren't deep therapy questions. They're doorways to being seen. And you're reminding them, I see you. I remember you. You matter. That's not just good leadership. That's the kind of thing people carry with them long after that shift ends. Thanks for showing up to your pre-shift. If today's episode gave you something to think about, something to try, or something to feel proud of, please share it with another leader you know. And if you've got a minute, leave a quick review and hit that follow button so that you don't miss what's next. So next time, we're going to dive into the first of the Fantastic Four, trust. What is it? What is it not? And how you can become the kind of leader that people want to follow. Until then, keep showing up human and leading with heart. You're making a difference, one shift at a time. See ya. Oh, and one quick thing before we go. By day, I am the Chief People Officer for Thrive Restaurant Group. But this podcast, this is all me. The thoughts, opinions, and occasional bad jokes that you hear on your pre-shift are mine alone and do not necessarily reflect those of my employer. So, if I say something brilliant, feel free to assume that I learned it at work. If I say something questionable, well, let's just call that off-the-clock creativity.